This is KUTX. I'm John Parsons, live in Studio 1A with Roger Sellers. We got a full audience in here tonight. Guys, feel free to make some noise. Yes. And I tell you, this is a very unique thing. This is the first time we've ever had these kind of, we have amazing projections in here. This is radio, so I'm doing a terrible job because you're not supposed to really talk about what's going on visually, but it's hard to not mention it because it's incredible. Roger Sellers has a brand new album coming out on Saturday, a show at Cherub Charlie's to release the album, and the visuals I'm sure will be a part of it. And this is a guy who he's a songwriter, he's a producer, a fantastic musician, one of the just all around one of the most technically impressive musicians I've ever seen. And it's one of those things that when you normally introduce an artist like that, you're like, oh yeah, that's everybody, but not this guy. This guy does every one of these roles to the nth degree, and I'm not just saying that. We're very thrilled to have him in Studio 1A today. We're excited to see what he's going to be playing for us. So Roger, I'll let you go ahead and take it away.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. This is usually the time in the interview I like to introduce the band, but looks like it's pretty easy to tell.
Here I am.
This is KUTX 98.9. We're live in Studio 1A with Roger Sellers. An incredible performance. Those are the first two songs off the new album, Primitives?
No, that's the first one was the single. It's called Waves. I have reverb on my voice. The first one was the single called Waves, and the second one was called Lates, which is later in the album.
And just to give you an idea, if you haven't had a chance to see the visuals, you just released a music video of Waves. That kind of gives you an idea. Would you like to talk about the visual component? It seems like a very natural part of the music.
Definitely. This is my first time actually working with Kendall, and it's awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Kendall Clark in visuals. Usually I work with Topher Sipes, and we've been working together for, that's like four to five years. We just met one night. I guess I kind of knew him, but we really got together at a South By show like 4 years ago. And then he was like, I have this equipment. And pretty much we started playing a lot in San Marcos and in Austin together. And without it just doesn't feel the same. Hmm. I feel like I can put on a good set without visuals, but it's just so much better for the audience to look at instead of me sweating and running around like an idiot.
You got your album release at Chirrup Charlie's on Saturday.
Chirrup Saturday, yes.
And I feel like that'll be a great place to showcase the visuals with the rocks, the textures behind the stage.
Right. Yeah. We actually did that a couple years ago when it was Club de Ville on the limestone wall. And so we figured we'd keep that going. That was a different release.
Yeah. Well, with this new album, Primitives, I mean, for having... And you've always worked with a lot of different colorful textures. That's been something you've been known to hone very well. And for an album with a name like Primitives, I was anticipating more of a reduction kind of thing. What brought you to that name when you're clearly building more and more on the production level?
Finding a name for this record was kind of hard. I usually just let it go, let it happen naturally. I don't really think too hard about what the album's going to be called. It's usually just kind of a last whatever kind of thing, a word that I like or something. This one was really difficult because this album means a lot to me. I've been playing these songs for a very long time. Live, like all over the place. A very long time, like 6 years. Not that long. But to me, it's a long time. Trying to get those songs onto the record, it took a long time and it was very tedious. So I wanted the name to be something meaningful and something that really meant, that's something that worked with how I feel about the record. And I was actually hanging out with my roommate and he thought of the name Primitive. And I really loved it. And then I guess the reasoning I loved it is because I use these kind of tribal-like drums, kind of this primitive feel. It's really just rolling tribal drums. And I'm kind of have an obsession with layering, but it's also really fundamentally simple things. It's usually just, I think the composition comes with being able to be patient with it. It really comes from very minimal, kind of primitive type things, just note after note, minimalism. It's really simple music just layered on top of each other until it sounds crazy.
You say you were working on some of these songs for 6 years, so all of your album releases have been throughout that time, but this specific batch of songs, from what it sounds like, felt right together. Do you know that? I mean, kind of after a few of them, that like this was a separate project than the other things you were working on?
Yeah, I didn't really know what I was doing. I bought this looper and then I became obsessed with this medium of electronic, being able to compose on stage and perform at the same time. So I was getting a lot of people weirded out that my music was so much different than my live set. I started doing this more than anything else live, and then I would come up with these records that are like folk. That made no sense. And I just kind of went that way for a while, and I was like, whatever, people don't, you know, whatever, if they don't like it, they won't. And so I finally straightened out and realized that I needed to, have a product of what I play live.
Awesome. Well, can't wait to see the show on Saturday and hear the album in full. It's really fantastic from what I can tell so far, and people here are going to be able to hear a little more of it. You'll be able to hear more of it at KUTX.org. It'll be up on the web tomorrow, some more live recordings of Roger Sellers in Studio 1A right now. But thanks so much for coming by, and this was truly an amazing experience for me and for the people who came to see the show tonight. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, you guys.
And also thanks to Cliff Hargrove, who did the broadcast to air engineering. I'm John Parsons. Thanks for joining us. Let's get back to some music here on KUTX.